kulturel, lidt som water, fordi den her var bucket of water, så den er lidt som soap. A wash pan, washer.
Okay. If a woman's washing her dishes, you know, and she after she got the soap all over them or she got them cleaned up a little bit, she'll take them and run some water on top of them. What do you call that?
Rinsing.
Okay. And they might have a little cloth that they use to wash the clothes. What do you call that cloth?
Yeah, a dish rag.
Okay. And after they're sitting over here, after they've been rinsed, they're sitting over here and there's a bigger cloth used to dry them. What do you call that?
Dry cloth.
Okay. How about the cloth that you use to wash your face with?
Wash rag.
All right. And the big cloth that you use to dry yourself with after you take a
towel.
Okay. And after you take a bath, do you call that any different?
No.
Okay. In the kitchen now, particularly now, not so much when you're a little, I'm sure. They have running water taps.
And oh, yeah.
What do you call that thing that the water comes out of?
Spigot.
Okay. And it's the same, you call it the same as the one that would be like on the outside to put a hose on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you complete this sentence for me? Like, if it was very cold here, like in the wintertime, say it got down to, 30, 28 degrees, I don't know if it ever gets that cold here or not. Mm-hmm. Say it got very cold, and there was a hose laying out on the ground, or a pipe laying out on the ground, it had water in it. And you could say, last night it got so cold, the pipe
froze,
and it caused it to
burst.
Okay. All right, now, the flour, years ago, used to come in about a big 25 or 50 gallon. I guess they'd be gallon. They wouldn't be for flour. They wouldn't go by gallon. They would be in big wooden containers. What do they call those big containers?
Barrel.
Okay. How about molasses or lard? Did they come in barrels too, or do they call them something else?
Well, lard, they usually come in a 25-pound can, tin can.
Okay. Did you ever hear that called a stand?
No, I don't hear that.
Okay. And if you had to put some gasoline in a car, and you had just a can here, and you didn't, and it was just an opening here and the opening here, you'd need something else to put it in there. Okay. All right, and years ago when you was out driving a buggy or driving a team, you need to have this thing to hit them with. What would you call that?
Whip.
All right. Did anyone else around here ever use oxen? You used them? Did you have any special things that you used to drive them with?
Well, no, nothing but a whip like we had with them. Usually it wasn't a whip, it was a straight pole whip, you know, sort of turning. I plow.
Oh. You've used oxen now? Not too many people use oxen.
Yeah, that's been a long time ago. That's during depression. You couldn't have nothing else.
Well, if you go to the store now and you buy some groceries, and they usually put them inside in a bag. What kind of bag do they put them in?
Paper bag.
Okay. And a large quantity of sugar might come, say 50 pounds of sugar would come in what?
Well, 50 pounds now, it comes in about 10-pound bags. But way back then, we used to buy it out as about a barrel of sugar.
A barrel? Okay.
A barrel of sugar. And then I used to work in, that store was helping some on Saturdays, weekends.
Okay.
We just measured out, weighed out 50 pounds.
Into a barrel?
Yeah, no. But get out that barrel and put in a sack for it.
Oh. Well, did you ever have any other name for a sack? I mean, did you ever?
Yeah, they had paper bags back then.
Well, did you ever hear anybody like call them pokes? You ever heard the word poke? Put it in my poke?
No.
Or meal sack or something like that?
Mm-hmm.